It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove are our engineers. And we'd like to welcome back an old friend, Will Johnson. Welcome, Will.
Thank you for having us in.
Oh, yeah. A pleasure. And for those of you who don't know, Will's been involved with a whole lot of bands, including Centralmatic and South San Gabriel and even Monsters of Folk way back when. And you're here today with an all-star group. We can introduce them in a little bit. And you have a new album coming down the pike in a couple of months called Hatteras Night, A Good Luck Charm.
That's correct, yeah.
What's the significance of the title?
I just kind of had North Carolina on my mind when I was writing the title track. And there was a song that was sort of a love note home from a long tour. It became the final song on the record, and I just liked the there was something about that collection of words that I kept coming back to, and it felt like it just fit the record, so I stuck with it.
All right, and you'll be playing some tunes off of that this afternoon for us?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, always a pleasure to have Will Johnson and his band live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9.
There's a blood moon at my window, and a young wolf at my side. And on the other end of night time, there was nothing to buy. The sleepless, I will meet you on the hill where the moon glows with its arms out, embracing air still. And I never really noticed how it was getting me. Comes morning and it shifted, and the new dawn brings light. And my love, she comes a knocking, wearing nothing more than pride. So we lie there while the room spins. Stitch on in the bed sheets, a sweat of shameless sin. And she never really noticed how it was getting me down. And time has its way of revealing some new danger with each new day. And the dogs, they may have all the cold. Thank you. Unless you never really noticed how it was getting me down. And there ain't a reason in the world that should better right now.
It's Will Johnson live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9. Some beautiful pedal steel there from Ricky Ray Jackson, who has played with Phosphorescent. And you were on Craig Finn's first album, right? Yeah, that's right. Okay. Also in the house, Greg Vanderpool from Milton Mapes and Monahans. And on the bass, we have Britton Bisonhurst, and on the drums, Rob Sanchez. So welcome, gentlemen. What was the name of that tune, Will?
That one's called Childress to Ogden, and it's significant of the cities that I started writing it in a church parking lot in Childress, Texas, and then finally finished it in a strange hotel in Ogden, Utah. So it was just a souvenir of sorts, I guess.
And Childress is way up in the panhandle, right?
Yeah, it's kind of between Wichita Falls and Amarillo. So it was just a Sunday afternoon drive to start a tour, and that melody started in my head. So I figured I'd pull over and record a couple of notes and then get to the hotel and start on it. And then finally, a few days later, I was in Utah and finished the last verse. So that one took a longer time to write than most songs do. Took two time zones.
So was that kind of typical? Do you kind of come up with ideas just like that, or do you kind of sit down and...
A little bit of both. They can show up at highly inconvenient times, and, you know, you got to pull over three lanes of traffic just to document a quick idea, and then hopefully when you get to a more tranquil space, you can see the idea through. Other times, just especially, you know, being a parent and all... You know, it's not quite as leisurely. The writing thing isn't, you know, life's busy. And so I'll set aside a few hours, you know, per week or whatever, just to write and try to get ideas documented. Whether or not they're useful down the line remains to be seen. But just so long as I can get a handful of ideas put to phone or four track or anything, so long as I can circle back to them, I'll try to do that too. So it's all about time management and, you know, driving safely and hopefully not being unsafe with the phone when a song comes to mind.
Will Johnson is here with us live in Studio 1A. His new album, Hatteras Night, A Good Luck Charm, will be out in March. And you can catch them tonight playing at the Mohawk. So I understand that you were about to record this album a certain studio, and it had a fire. And tell us a little bit. That's an interesting story.
I was in a session with Britton, actually, when the news kind of came across. Britton and I work on sessions at his studio at Ramble Creek from time to time, and I'd scheduled a little bit of time with my former bandmate, Matt Pence, up at the Echo Lab in Argyle, Texas. And I sort of thought maybe Ricky and I would go up there and make this kind of inward folk record and just put us live, you know, in the tank for a couple of days and record some kind of stark, minimal songs. And then the news came across from Matt. It's like, we had a fire at the Echo Lab. Fortunately, no one's hurt. No gear's hurt. It's nothing major, but we need to repair this immediately because there's a hole in the wall. And so... I've mentioned this to Britton, and Britton very kindly and generously offered up his place to make the record within maybe 10 days' time or so. And so Matt brought all his gear down here, and Britton and Ricky Ray and Matt and I wound up holing up for 4 or 5 days here in town at Ramble Creek and making a significantly more layered and louder record than I thought it might turn into. But in essence, it wound up being a real blessing because it was a little bit of a melding of some of my newer Austin friends with an old Denton friend. And so it was fun. I mean, we did it fast. It was maybe 4 days or so. But it wound up being a true blessing. So that kind of, I think that made the identity of the record.
We're here this afternoon with Will Johnson and his band playing music off of their forthcoming album. They'll be at the Mohawk tonight. Can get you to do another tune?
Yeah, this is one off the last record called Call, Call, Call. It's from the record called Swan City Vampires.
When it's figured whether Fred is there in a corrugated heart, darling, don't you know the warrior is right there with you from the start. And so vacant with the afternoon, and so vacant was the fall, but so thoughtful was that cinnamon, and so thoughtful was the dangerous. Don't you rattle up the doubts, honey, don't become some aftermath where you're spending all your hours just telling tales amongst the residents, urging everyone to call, 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 call.
Johnson and his band live in Studio 1A in the tune Call, Call, Call. So you're also an artist, Will. You do, I know you do the baseball things.
I make baseball paintings, yeah, between tours and just whenever time comes up, I go out to the garage and kind of try to pay tribute to ball players that I've respected and some that I think whose stories are fascinating but maybe kind of flew under the radar. So yeah, I'll make those whenever time allows. I made an Evel Knievel painting last week, however, it was a commission piece, and so I stepped out of bounds just a little bit, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun to, I didn't realize there was a Motorcycle Hall of Fame, and so I painted my first Motorcycle Hall of Famer.
All right. So I also wanted to ask you, on a recent All ATX compilation, you did a cover of the Hollies' Bus Stop. Why that one?
it was you know, when the list got sent over, it wasn't easy to choose. There were so many good songs to kind of leaf through, but for whatever reason, I loved that song so much when I was younger, and I decided I'm going to give that one a shot. So I set up the drums at the house and made a four-track demo of it in this kind of crazed electric style, there was something about that that was really appealing to me, and so I called Britton and said, hey, you want to get together and try to cut this over at your house in a day or so? And so I went over there, and we just made an even louder version of it. But that's one of my all-time favorite songs, and it just kind of kept coming back. And it was the one of the list that was the easiest to embody, I guess. It felt the most natural. And so fortunately, it was still available, so I just kind of went for it.
Yeah, you really give it a kick in the butt, that's for sure. I think Susan Castle played it this morning, as a matter of fact. So
I don't know for sure if any of the Hollies have heard that. I'm not sure what their feelings might be on that. But nonetheless, it was a lot of fun to make that recording. We sure had a blast kind of pushing all buttons to the console, so to speak, with that one.
Will Johnson and his band have been our guests this afternoon live in Studio 1A. Greg Vanderpool on guitar, Britton Bisonhurst on the bass, Ricky Ray Jackson on pedal steel, and Rob Sanchez on the drums. You can catch them tonight at the Mohawk. Samantha Crane will be opening that show. And in March, look forward to their new album, Hatteras Night, A Good Luck Charm. You going to be playing at South by Southwest?
I don't think so. I think I'm going to keep the coffee on and just make breakfast tacos for my friends that are coming through town, and just be on the porch and available for conversation and discount level, like council, and just hang out and probably talk baseball because that'll be about that time.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Sounds like a plan. Well, the band's going to do one more song, and the whole set will be up online probably later today at KUTX.org. Thanks to Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, our engineers, and thanks to Martine and Jorge and our film crew, wherever they are. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. Coming up in a few minutes, tickets to see Robert Ellis at the Paramount Theater. Thanks for tuning in. It's KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.